1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I got a lot of stomach problems for years. It's unbearable. And I've got a digestive disease doctor that he found a hiatal hernia, but no ulcers or no nothing like that. But it's gotten to where I can't eat anything because I got so much gas. I can't, when I lay down, I got to burp it all out. When I get up in the morning, I got all day just burp, burp, burp. And it's, I was wondering if there's something else we could look for, or they said there's no stomach diseases. So if there's something natural I could eat or drink that would help.
Let me get this right. You had everything checked out and they said everything's clear. They don't know why you feel that way. Is that right?
Right. We're going to have to keep going with some tests. They haven't done an actual, like, stool test or nothing like that. They checked the blood, and they said they can check the stomach diseases, digestive diseases with blood.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can check them all like that.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't had no success. I actually just fired my doctor of 12 years.
You fired him?
I fired her, and I'm not the digestive disease doctor, my primary doctor, and I'm starting all over with new doctors, and because I'm just miserable, and for 12 years she's been dealing with me with this, and we've gotten nowhere. I just now ate a salad. I'll be miserable for 2 days, but I need to eat some vegetables because I'm not able to get my energy and my health up to where it needs to be because I'm limited now to what I can eat that don't affect me.
So everything you eat for the most part makes you gassy and bloated, right?
Yeah, or nauseous, and mostly gassy and bloated. Bloated, like my stomach will come out 2 or 3 inches half of the time. It'll bloat out that much.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Have they checked it?
Yes, sir. They checked it. Did an ultrasound on it and stuff, and it's fine. And that was one of the first things we checked, but...
Okay. Do me a favor. Give me a quick, normal day in the life of Bill. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what you eat on a typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I can eat a couple of pieces of toast and some scrambled eggs. It'll give me a little bit of gas, but not a lot. You know, but I got, or I'll have some kind of fiber cereal like Raisin Bran or Mini Wheats or something. Lunch is kind of up in the air. Usually I'll have the Quaker Oats.
Sure.
Bars. I'll have a couple of those. And then dinner will be either, you know, some chicken and some beans or a steak and a salad. Something like that. Not a heavy dinner, but a good dinner.
Okay.
But I do drink about maybe a pot of coffee a day. I don't drink enough water. I know that.
So, all right. Well, here, let's come up with a game plan for just a second, because it sounds like to me, just based on some of those food items that you just listed out, there's a lot you can do to change your diet that I think would make a real big difference in the way that you feel.
Right.
Have you ever Have you ever heard of a substance called gluten?
I've heard of it, yes. They talk about it along with the calories and everything in your food.
All right.
But I don't.
That's okay.
I wouldn't know where to look for it.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? Gluten is a protein found in most grains. Now, there's several grains that don't have gluten in it, but the majority of the grains that we eat in our American diet has gluten in it. And that would be bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it has flour in it, it probably has gluten, unless you've got a gluten-free type of situation that you're eating. Now, gluten is a real challenge because there's a lot of people that can get deathly sick because of it, and they're diagnosed with what's called celiac disease. And these people that have celiac disease have such a sensitivity to gluten that it makes them almost deathly ill. But the majority of Americans actually have what's called a gluten sensitivity, which is where their bodies can, you can eat gluten, but you're going to pay a little bit of a price, whether it's fatigue, joint pain, energy levels really go down. You've got digestive issues, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all affected by gluten. And so one of the first things that we always do when we're looking down the pipeline with these kind of things is to look at removing gluten from the diet. It's something you could easily do, and it's basically just cutting out all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers from your diet. So, for example, for breakfast, if you ate eggs, you would just simply eat eggs and maybe a bowl of fresh berries or something like that, get some good type of fruit or vegetable, but you stay away from the grains. And then also you want to be careful because oatmeal, unfortunately, it's not technically a gluten-based food, but where they manufacture all of the flour-based products, they manufacture oatmeal too. So what happens is the gluten powder from the different wheat products and whatnot, they kind of float through the air and they end up in the bins with the oatmeal, so it has gluten in it, so it will affect you the same way. And that's why eating those oatmeal bars, and of course the oatmeal bars have sugar in them and whatnot, so you want to be really careful with that as well. But yeah, I mean, that's one thing when you have unexplained digestive issues. And so eliminating that would be one of the first things you want to look into. And if you're working with your gastrointestinal, your GI docs, and you're finding a new primary care doc, they'll probably work with you on that. And say, hey, I'm looking into some new dietary things. No physician's going to argue that. If you're looking at healthier options for eating, I mean, that's a home run right there. The other is to look into probiotics. Probiotics are the kind of the opposite of antibiotics. We've taken antibiotics for so long, and antibiotics are what they are. They remove bacteria from the digestive tract. They just clear it all out. And that's important when you're dealing with an infection of some kind. But we need good, healthy bacteria in our diet every single day. And because we've taken antibiotics for so long, replenishing the good bacteria in our digestive tract is important for proper digestion. So when you get a lot of gas and bloating, not only are you probably not breaking your food down or had sensitivities to certain foods, but you probably don't have the right bacterial flora in there to help break down your food. So looking into probiotics and digestive enzymes to take with your meals could just really make a big difference in the overall digestive equation for you. But I definitely wouldn't give up on it for sure. And I know it's frustrating, but the conversation we're having right now is taking you down the right path. These are the kind of clues to look for when you're looking from more of a natural perspective, continuing to work with the team you're working with. But if you'll look in my book, Empowering Your Health, you might find some secrets and some keys that we're talking about that could be a great benefit to you. So hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl, or apple cider vinegar can also be helpful in breaking down the excess proteins that could be causing you to have that bloating effect, which is just really uncomfortable. I know where you are. I've seen too many people, talk with too many people, work with too many people that have dealt with the kind of situation that you're dealing with. So don't give up, but look into some of the clues and continue working with your docs on this. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out
at asaandrew.com. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and that's the health prescription. You'll find that at asaandrew.com as well. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I help?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorite, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metoprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes, yes.
They are, okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is, you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. Hmm. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height and weight?
She has, like, osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight, I'm not very good at that. Probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, can she exercise? Any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't.
It's just her. The other things that are like she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight-bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight-bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos, I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it, and it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown in Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her, obviously, to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important. So, I mean, I would have her look into, I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs, because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing, doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now, she'll have radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is, but that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, you know, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true, because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it, and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight, and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet, and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. This is the show to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because our health matters. And if you don't think it does, just try losing it and see what happens. But your health does matter. Right now we're going to talk about our food of the day. Food either brings health to the body or it can take health out of the body. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So we're going to talk about some balsamic vinegar. And thinking, what's up with balsamic vinegar? Well, it's absolutely amazing for your health. It's made from grapes, and of course it's known for its rich flavor and its dark color, but it's fermented in wooden barrels, and it has incredible benefits. Number one, it's low in calories, so a little bit goes a long way. It's great for salads and sauces, and even soups. But one tablespoon of this balsamic vinegar has very low calories, about 14 calories. Low fat, of course. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just incredible for what it does. Now, it's great for digestion, for people that struggle with acid reflux and then have a hard time breaking down proteins or seemingly breaking their foods down. They can help out tremendously. That's why putting that on salads or having that as a part of your meal can be very helpful. And also studies, Medscape General Medicine in 2006 said that it lowered blood pressure. It can help normalize the blood pressure. And researchers found that those who used balsamic vinegar regularly actually help to lower the systolic blood pressure levels. And further study on humans are saying is being needed, but they're finding that as of now. It can stabilize cholesterol levels too. Pretty cool. So you got your HDLs, those are the good guys, and the LDLs, those are the bad guys. And so what it does is it can help to lower the LDLs, the bad ones, in the clogged and the blocked arteries. In a recent study in the Journal of Nutrition Science and Vitamins, they said that the polyphenols in the balsamic vinegar limited the ability of the LDL cholesterol to oxidize, and this reduced the amount of damage done by the LDL cholesterol in the body cells. It can also stabilize blood sugar. Now, that's a big deal. So for those people that deal with diabetes, hypoglycemia, and pre-diabetes, the balsamic vinegar is a great way to go and to add to your meals. So the foods are categorized as low or high on the glycemic index. And, of course, balsamic vinegar is very, very low on that scale. So pretty cool. So balsamic vinegar, something to add into your game plan on a regular basis. If you like dressings on your salads, it's just a great way to go. It's low calorie, but it has incredible benefits all the way around. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give me a call or go to the website. Go to oncallradio.com. This show's all about you. It's about how to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
I'm calling with the problems I have with the burning on top of my head. I've never found anybody that says they actually have burning across the top of their head, and the back of my neck burns real bad. And it just bothers me, and I don't know if I need to get a CAT scan or what my problem is. And I just want to see if you could give me some help on it. And I also have to show chantera bursitis in my hips. It's absolutely horrible. So on those two things, I need a little bit of help on what to do.
The burning in the head, I just want to touch on that for just a minute. And even the bursitis in your hip, now, remember, we're dealing with inflammation, so step number one is you've got to eat whole foods in the way they're originally designed. The foods that we put inside of our body determines the kind of health we're going to have. And even the burning on top of the head, you've got to clear the system out. You've got to make sure that you're eating low inflammatory-based foods. That's where it begins. So as you look at that, that's, you know, your diet is the key. First step is to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, the form of fruits and vegetables, and healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Eating that on a regular basis, three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, is the game plan. And so a lot of people don't really know how to get started eating well. And, of course, our website, we've got the 30-day challenge. You can go there and get started and find a way just to get going, and that's a great way to start. But you know, again, it's finding out what your deficiencies are. That's the key. So if it's burning in the head or inflammation or arthritis or whatever it is, you have to figure out where your body's deficient, what it's not getting, and then give the body back what it needs. It's pretty simple, pretty common sense, but it's the basics that we tend to forget when it comes to our health. Or maybe we've just never learned it. And that's okay, too. But that's what we're here for. And that's what I would encourage you to do. I mean, it's simply with the arthritis itself and the burning, as you check, you kind of clear your system out and check with your doctor and see what your blood tests are. Look for the deficiencies, the weaknesses, and then you can build a good solid game plan from there. All right, 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now or go to the web and go to oncallradio.com. Our lifestyle providers, too, are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. Of course, you can find all that information there, and our team members can help you find someone in your area to help you, support you, and give you the lifestyle help that you need. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Danny. Hi, Danny.
Stomach issues. I had colonoscopy. I'm a truck driver. Just constant lower stomach. It'll go from right to left. Thinner, and basically, I don't know, just the bouncing of the truck is taking the pain, or you know, if it's in my diet or what.
Well, the pain itself, typically, if you're starting to get that, it could be coming from the truck itself. It could be back pain, because you can get a lot of pain that comes from the spine because the nerves wrap around, and they can, what we call refer pain, which, you know, it could be pain in one area but showing up somewhere else in the body, and it could be referring pain into the stomach area. That's a possibility. So you might want to just get it checked out. I'd get your family physician first, make sure there's no real issue going on. They can do some blood tests, and then you might want to go to a chiropractic physician to check on the spine from a non-surgical perspective, because if it is maybe some degenerative disc or something like that, they can really help you. They can help come up with a game plan and a treatment protocol that's non-surgical to help you along the way. That's probably one of the best places to start, my opinion, because you got to have a good team around you. And, you know, having multiple opinions, there's always good counsel with that sort of thing. So, yeah, keep us posted for sure. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Dealing with hair loss as a woman can be a big deal. Now, guys deal with this a whole lot, but many times women deal with it. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And a lot of it has to do with hormones, has to do with lifestyle factors. And the American Academy of Dermatology notes that hair loss in general affects more than half of American women by age 50. And a lot of this is due to hormone changes. And Amy McMichael, she's a physician and associate professor of dermatology at Wake Forest University School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, said women judge themselves harshly and have fewer coping mechanisms, according with hair loss, than men. So one of those top reasons that women can lose their hair, number one, androgenetic alopecia, or pattern baldness, believed to be triggered by dihydrotestosterone, and this DHT, which is derived from the regular male hormone testosterone. The DHT, just like in the guys, can affect women's hair follicles, and that can be a real challenge. Progesterone can be another key as well, and a lot of women are getting that, of course, during hormone therapy, and that can cause some of the hair loss as well. One of the reasons, too, is when you raise progesterone, testosterone a lot of times can come up with it. Now, the stress of childbirth, surgery, malnutrition, disease, and excessive stress can cause a condition where women lose their hair by the handfuls. Now, marital status may also play a role, more stress in that as well, or losing a spouse could cause that. But again, after you get out of the stressful situation and get away from some of these issues, many times the hair does return. So that doesn't really hit the hair follicle. Most likely it handles more from a lifestyle perspective and a stress response to the body. Now, another one's autoimmune disorder. So we're talking about losing hair as a woman, which is a big deal. A lot of women are struggling with losing this, not just the thyroid. We always thought, well, it's a thyroid issue, but so many women get that checked out and everything's okay. The other issue it could be is blood sugar related. So you definitely want to have that checked out by your physician. Make sure they do blood testing, and they can see if you have any type of blood sugar-related issue. That can be a real challenge. Chemotherapy is another one, and also hairstyles. So, of course, getting excessive colorings and the chemicals and the processing, that can be harmful to the scalp as well. So be cautious with that. There's a lot of treatments, too. Of course, there's the testosterone-blocking drugs, which are out there, and they can help treat the hair loss. Rogaine, which has been around for many, many years, is available, and it can help in stimulating new hair growth, potentially, if you've got it on the very mild side. If it's pretty heavy, it's going to be pretty tough. But treating the underlying symptoms is a big deal. The topical injected cortisones can help, and of course, there's hair transplantation that can work. So options are out there, none that are just groundbreaking, but some that can help manage at some level. But again, I'm a big fan of making sure that there's no nutritional deficiencies whatsoever going on when you're dealing with any kind of hair issues. So look at the hormones, look at the nutrition, get some blood testing done, and that is always a good place when you're dealing with female hair loss, which can be a real challenge. Coming up, we're going to jump in and talk about ways to increase energy levels to feel better and go to the next level with your health. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call, 888-283-7272.
Hey, folks. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are open this hour, 888-283-7272. Check us out at drasa.com. Email came in, JC in Little Rock, Arkansas. He says, I've been dealing with gout on and off for over the last 2 years. And I've just been diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm ready to get well. Let's start. Well, JC, that's a couple of great questions, a couple of things that a lot of people deal with. Gout being primarily the body's inability to break down proteins, specifically they're called purines, and the build of uric acid crystals in the joints, like the big toe or the hip or the elbow or the wrist, and becomes really, really painful, hot and red, and there's certain medications that are normally given for that, but there's some things you can do naturally, too, to help the body break down proteins a little bit better. Make sure you get a blood test done by your primary care physician and have them check out uric acid. A lot of times that's really important, and it'll show you if that's typically what's going on. There's several things that can be done. I'll tell you that for breaking down proteins, really important. Now, the typical things that they say for gout, you want to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods, excess sugars, and fruit juices. You definitely want to stay away from those. That's important to make sure that you give the body what it needs to cut down inflammation. It's important to do that. The other, there's been a lot of research done, and we found in different articles that things like apple cider vinegar can help break down and stimulate more hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract in the stomach, which can help break down proteins a little bit better. And you can get the supplement form of HCl in most health food stores. It's called betaine hydrochloride. And that can help. So there's several things you can do if you're dealing with gout. And proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that you take in between meals, and they've been shown to have great promise as well. Now, dealing with diabetes, I don't know if you're overweight or not. That's hard to say because people that are thin get diabetes as well. But if you are overweight, losing the weight is important. Obviously, getting back to more of your fighting weight is going to be a good thing. Now, diabetes, we're dealing with the pancreas. Pancreas stops the insulin, and the insulin becomes a real challenge. Now, here's the deal. The receptor sites in the bloodstream for insulin begin to cut down. If you eat processed foods, sugar-based foods over and over again, there's a big yo-yo effect that happens in the body. Finally, the pancreas just backs out and just says, I can't do this anymore. And when that happens, the body says, the insulin levels begin to decrease when blood sugar levels are going up and down all day, and the body gets worn out, and that's when you start leading into type 2 diabetes. So, some good things to do. Cinnamon is a really good spice in our cabinet. Most people have it. And you can put that on your foods. It's been shown in study and research to cut down and help balance out blood sugar levels. Chromium is really good too. Vanadium, manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. All those supplementations are good. But nothing is better than a good diet. And you can do the supplementation. You know, there's plenty of research out on them. But the actual foods are going to be so critical. Overall, so critical. And here's the deal. This is the little trick. Proteins and fats together will balance blood sugar levels. So you can't just eat, say, an orange. You can, but it's going to spike your blood sugar levels just a little bit. Now, oranges are pretty low in what we call the glycemic index, but you want to make sure that you do maybe a fruit and some nuts together, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, and maybe a little bit of fish, something like that. So you get a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. You're going to help balance your blood sugar levels naturally, and it can handle it on its own. So those are some things that can be very beneficial and very helpful to you along the way. So dealing with diabetes, dealing with gout, you want to get well, stay well, live well. Remember, it's all about lifestyle choices. Do whatever your doctor has you doing as far as medication goes. But even the propylthia uracil type medications that they use for increased thyroid function that's out there, you have to be careful of those too, because there can be some side effects with that as well. So just if, I know you're not talking about thyroid here, but just be careful because different medications such as that sometimes can have some, can cause difficulty in the body breaking down proteins. Not that it causes gout, but it can have some different side effects. So whatever medications you have, such as metformin, if you're doing any kind of glucophage, whatever it might be that your physician may have started you on, just make sure, no matter what, stay in line with what they tell you to do. But at the same time, do some things where you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. And make sure that they check your thyroid, too, because a lot of times when you have gout and diabetes, those kind of conditions, sometimes a TPO antibody, which is a hidden antibody test that they usually do for the thyroid gland, sometimes they don't check that. They'll use just to TSH, T3, and T4. Everything might look okay, but you might have TPO that might be off. So you get that checked out as well. Those two, hand in hand, it's always good to do additional blood tests if your physician is okay with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Our quote for the day comes from one of my favorites. I mean, I absolutely love this. I'm a big football fan, and I love the old coaches like Vince Lombardi. And he said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. I love it. And it's so true, the mentality that we have to have in life. Winning isn't everything. It's not. Sometimes you're not going to win. That's all right. But it's the desire. It's the desire to want to get well, the desire to say, I'm not going to settle for the kind of health that I have right now. Maybe I've made some poor choices up to this point, but I can make some new choices. I can make some brand new choices today and have the kind of health that I'm looking for tomorrow. Whether it's for you, it's your family members, your loved ones, whatever it is. It's the desire to want to get well. And that's what I want to encourage you with, is that the desire to want to get well, to stay well, to live well. You can do it, but you have to have a mindset change. It all starts in the mind. It's the want to. You get the want to down, and I'm telling you, everything else will fall into line. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our senior producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, don't ever give up the idea that there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.